Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing annual IMF and World Bank meetings and also the state of Zimbabwe's economy.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
This is more like the annual general meeting of IMF, where in all the governors of IMF, who are the ministers of finance, and also the other governors, who are the governors of the central banks in the world, they converge in Washington to discuss with the management of IMF and World Bank the activities that they're taking, that they're doing for the world. And in this case, particularly, we are from Africa, want to know what their programs are for Africa going forward from here. And also, in Zimbabwe, as you are aware, we've just finished our staff monitoring program, the first one, and we are also in the second one. And we shall be meeting with the management here of IMF to understand from them where they are happy and they are pleased with the our SMP, which we've done, and then we can go forward. As I said earlier, IMF is a member organization, and these are members who are converging here to discuss on the activities of IMF, not to look for money from IMF.
Of course, that is the voice for our radio listeners of Central Bank Chief John Mangujga here in Washington, D.C.
Dr. John Mangujga is attending his maiden annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank Group in Washington this week since taking over the reins as Central Bank Chief. The Zimbabwe delegation is led by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa.
The meetings are also coming at a time when Zimbabwe's economy is not performing that well. Of course, people are talking about high unemployment and also deflation. Many industries are closing shop, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezvemisangano iri kuitwa muno muWashington DC yeIMF ne World Bank. Uye Zimbabwe ine chikwata chiri muno chiri kutungamirwa icho ne gurukota runa nezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa. Uye kunewo mukuru kana kuti governor weRBZ vaJohn Mangujga vari kunge ivo vari kupinda musangano wavo vekutanga saGovernor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe kubva zvavakatora chigaro icho chikubva kuna vagono.
Ye, njongo kucho kwako ke Blessing. Lamhla zulu kandaba ke sixoxa ngemhlangano leyi ekhona lapha eWashington DC. Imhlangano leyi siyakwazi ukuthi ijale ukuba khona ke Blessing. Nxa sikhangela ukuthi iminyaka yonke iWorld Bank leyi IMF bajale ukuthi benze imhlangano enje. Imhlangano enje lonyaka ke ikhanya ibizabize abantu abanjengo Patrick Chinamasa, yena umphathi ntambo wezenoto. Kuze buya ke lo World Bank Chief, yena umnumzana John Mangujga. Ye, baqaseke baye emhlanganweni Blessing okuthiwa yi-Microeconomic Financial Management Institute kumfemi nge-Eastern and Southern Africa. Ye, bathi baqeda lapho ke kukhanya ngazani baya kuya khona ngale IMF ne-World Bank. So ke ngokukhuluma kwakhe umnumzana uChinamasa uthi akukhangelelwanga ukuthi leZimbabwe libuye uze cela lapha licela imali ukuthi babuya nje ukuthi beze kuze ukuthi uhamba njani, kodwa bakhona abaningi abathi loba kunjalo kwenzakala phela ukuthi ngingasese ngale babexoxa ngakho khonoko. Yes, sifuna ukuzwa ke kuZulu ukuthi Zulu lithini ke ngodaba lolu yingena umhlelo kolo manje asiqhubeka mfowethu.
Of course we also have some sideline meetings that are ongoing also at this IMF and World Bank annual meeting and of course one such sideline meeting is that of the Microeconomic Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa, and one of our guests, Gladys Swela, who is the Publications and Networking Officer, is also attending the sideline meetings. Let's hear what she has to say about their mission.
Zimbabwe, for example, we managed to set up the debt management office. We've started activities where we deal with the central banks, where they are also giving capacity even to commercial banks in Zimbabwe. So that's trying to widen the network, widen the platform, so that financial experts in Zimbabwe in particular will also benefit from the capacity building activities that are offered by MEFMI. But going wider into the region, for example, we've got what we call the MEFMI Fellows, and it's a technical program where you find experts within the central banks and the ministries of finance. You give them capacity in their areas of specialization. So instead of us as a region depending on the IMF World Bank, we are building our own homegrown financial experts who are then used and referred to when there are any macroeconomic debt management, financial sector management issues where we need those experts. So we've got 100 plus such experts that are within the MEFMI region.
Of course, that is Gladys Siwela, the Publications and Networking Officer for the Macroeconomic Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa. And of course, we also want to thank Marvelous for giving us those videos and audio sound for our radio listeners.
So what we can say is that thanks for the marvelous job, Marvelous.
Indeed, indeed. Uh-huh. Marvelous work, indeed. Mm-hmm. And I think we are lucky in that Mrs. Swela, who is here in Washington, D.C., is joining us on the line. Mrs. Swela, good evening. Mrs. Swela? We seem to be having problems with our phone. Let's try again. Mrs. Swela?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. I thought you were having problems with that line there. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, I'll start with a simple question. Like, you know, not a lot of people know your organization. Can you tell us what you're all about in these meetings that we held during the past few days?
Okay, I'll start off by explaining who MEFMI is. MEFMI was established 20 years ago in 1994. It started as the Eastern and Southern African Institute and Resource Management, which was then called SIDAM. And its mandate then was to look at debt management issues in the region, because it was 13 member countries that we have, which are Botswana, Kenya, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, Swaziland, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, and of course Zimbabwe. The issue of debt had become paramount, and it had. And looking at the fact that it wasn't only debt.
I think we've got a bad line there. We're going to phone you right now. Yes, because that line.
Or you can try to move
around.
Okay. All right. Let me just move and look for better network.
That's right.
You hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What I was saying is MEFMI was established 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And initially when it was established, it was looking at debt management issues only. Mm-hmm. And then it was called the Eastern and Southern African Initiative.
I'm afraid we have to call you back, Mrs. Swela. The light is still bad.
Oh, the line is...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, please do call.
Thank you so much. Of course, that is Mrs. Gladys Siwela. We'll try to call her back because we are having a better connection there. And of course, we also encourage our listeners, Gibbs, to take advantage of WhatsApp and Facebook to... give us their thoughts, and then we can share them with Zimbabweans. On WhatsApp, we have Charles who writes, tell Mr. Chinamasa that the Zimbabwe economy is sliding at a greater pace. Maybe he is not aware of that. We want economic reforms now. Policies that lure investors, not the current ones that scare away investors. We are tired of waiting, Minister Chinamasa. The economy is nosediving. And for us, Murungo Ramba Muchiti, Rambai Makashinga, Mutabe says, can our minister without finance be able to contribute meaningfully given the billions of dollars and debts Zimbabwe is owing? His travel and hotel bill should have been donated to a poor headland school. Shumba says, our leaders have to comply with the requirements of the IMF and the World Bank so that ordinary Zimbabweans can benefit. Ed Moore says it is of great importance. Hopefully, positive results are going to be reached. And if so, the national economy will be revived. And of course, the populace at large would benefit, considering that our economy is in a coma for such a long time. At this level and at this moment in time, I wouldn't think the IMF will keep their screws as tight as before. I think we now have Miss Wella back, hopefully with a better line. You can continue, Miss Wella.
Okay, MESNI was established 20 years ago. So this year, we were celebrating our 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And MESNI started off as the Eastern and Southern Africa Initiative in Debt and Reserve Management, SIDEM. And the mandate then expanded in 1997, where the institute now became the Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa. Eastern and Southern Africa, because our membership comprises of 13 countries in Southern Africa, except South Africa, and the remaining countries are from East Africa. And our mandate really is to build capacity, and capacity only in key identified areas in ministries of finance, ministries of planning commissions, and central banks, or equivalent institutions in those 13 specific countries. And what we are trying to do really is to improve human capacity and institutional capacity in macroeconomic and financial management. And also to make sure that all these organizations, the ministries and the central banks, are really practicing, putting in place best practice in order for them to be able to discharge their duties.
And how do you work with the IMF and the World Bank?
The way we work with the IMF and World Bank is what we call technical cooperating partners. Technical cooperating partners in the sense that, okay, let me take you back. Initially, when MESNI started, IMF and World Bank, they did provide some financial assistance. But with the growth and development of the institute, they now started offering us more of technical assistance. Technical assistance in the sense that the experts that work with the member countries also work with MESNI in discharging capacity building initiatives.
You know, after such meetings that you hold with most of these African leaders, do you actually make some kind of follow-up, you know, to find out whether your kind of ideas are being implemented?
Okay, the way that we work as MESNI, as an institute, is we do not police organizations. We do not we do not follow up, so to say, so to speak. But what we do is we offer them assistance in three different ways. One is regional activities. And regional activities, because our services are offered to the professional staff, anyone who is professional in those organizations, in the area of debt, in the area of financial sector management, in the area of macroeconomic management, we offer them assistance at regional level. Then we offer what we call in-country capacity building services. So you'll find that a country will have a problem, an issue in either the ministry or an issue in the central bank. So they call upon the services of MEFME to do a diagnosis. And when that diagnosis is done, it's then up to the country to implement whatever has been suggested. Then we also work with those institutions, the IMF, the World Bank, Commonwealth Secretariat, in also providing capacity building in those countries.
Thank you so much. Ms. Wella, please do stay on the line. And I think we are now being joined by our second guest, Mr. Washington Metlo Makulu. He's an economist with the Resource Exploitation Watch. Mr. Metlo Makulu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Of course, we are talking about the IMF and World Bank annual meetings currently underway here in Washington, D.C., Zimbabwe, represented by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and also the Central Bank Chief, Dr. John Mangujka. And let's just talk briefly about the relationship between Zimbabwe and the IMF and World Bank. Your thoughts on the relationship at this moment in time?
I think the obvious and the relationship between the IMF and the government of Zimbabwe is well documented. I must point out that we have seen some positive development in terms of normalizing this relationship. And I think what you note is Zimbabwe committed to the IMF staff management program. And I must emphasize, this is a voluntary program where Zimbabwe agreed to undertake certain reforms as a way of normalizing the relationship, but also in terms of re-engagement with international capital and in particular the IMF. Mm-hmm. And Zimbabwe completed the first phase of the staff monitoring program, and now Zimbabwe is now committed to the second phase of the staff monitoring program, which is likely the pillar to the staff monitoring program. One is the issue of financial sector vulnerability and the steps that government will take in order to address that. The issue of the macroeconomic framework in terms of the public finance management framework, the issues around the budget in itself. I think these are the issues that our government is committed, and I believe these are some of the issues that will be discussed during this week's engagement.
Thank you so much, Mr. Metlo Makulu. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing meetings at the International Monetary Fund and also the World Bank. These are annual meetings, and we are also talking about the state of Zimbabwe's economy. Gibbs.
Sizwile lapha ke unkosazana Gladys Wella ekhuluma Blessing ukhuluma ke ngokuthi iorganization leyo kuthiwa Microeconomic Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa yenzani. Sizwile ke sithi babizwa emazweni athize ukuthi bacubungule ilizwe lelo elifuna ukuthi kukhangelwe kuhlolisiswe njalo kulungiswe. Sizwile ke sithi okunye abakwenzayo ukuthi kulungiswe lokuthiwa i-professional staff ukuthi nxa kukuthi kulabasebenzi abangani bayaqeqesha sibili kakhulu kulangale phakathi kumele bakhuthazwe ukuthi bayenze ezinye inhlelo ezingani zilohlonzi. Kube sekubuya njalo ke ku-financial services bathi bayenze khona kokuthiwa i-management. I-management yangkhona ukuthi uyakhangela amabhuku endawo yangkhona ukuthi kume njani. Nxa ukuthi ungahlolisisa ke wabona ukuthi amabhuku angkhona kangani ahambe kuhle then susithi hayi lungisani la lungise la nala. Kube sekubuya njalo ke nxa sukhangele sokubuya lamabhenki kumbe ngithi amabhanga amakhulu ukuthiwa ama-central bank lawa uthi lakho babizwa kuthiwa isicela lisincedise ngakho bahamba bencedise khonapho lapho okumele belungise khona. So ngizabuyela kuye futhi uSwela ngizwa ukuthi maSwela uyakhuluma yini isintu isindebele?
Mina ngiyadobadoba.
Manje mfuna udobadobe mbijana akutsheleke uZulu ukuthi eZimbabwe ukuthi eZimbabwe liyancedwa njani khonapho ngokukhulumisana lakho elikwenzelabo.
Unfortunately, I'm not very good in Ndebele. I'm just one of those who really didn't how to speak Ndebele.
No problem. So do you think that Zimbabwe may benefit from the meeting that you held with the minister and others, you know, a day ago?
Yes, definitely, because what we have annually is what we call the combined forum. And this combined forum is a very unique initiative. I don't think anywhere in Africa there's anybody, or anywhere in this world, there's anybody who can bring together the central bank governors, their permanent secretaries, and the ministers in one room to discuss and focus on an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have managed to do that. And what we do, everything that we do is very thematic. And that's how we manage to remain focused and to make sure that everything that we do is beneficial to all member countries. And this year, our team was celebrating 20 years of strong leadership and success.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we had a number of speakers who came through to the combined forum. And these were speakers from the private sector as well.
Mm. Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ye uyakhuluma lapha esithi ke ukuhlanganisa abantu abaningi khonaphana emhlanganweni kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba uyathola abantu abavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo babe sebeloleka ingqondo bekhonapho ke emhlanganweni ye ngizokuthiwa sesiloko baba okhona la.
And we are now being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Bekezela Maduma, a political and economic analyst. Mr. Maduma, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I understand my
line,
not you're
taking the
get through.
Mm.
Gibbs.
Yes, so Baba Maduma, lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi kule mhlangano eyenziwayo ngapha i-IMF le World Bank. Njalo kulo mphathi intambo wezenotho, uMnumzana Patrick Chinamasa olapha eZimbabwe, olapha eWashington. So ubona ngazani ke bazabuya bemumetheni bebuya khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe?
Ya khona kuhle kakhulu ukuthi inhlangano enjalo isiyingene tu ngoba miningi inhlangano mithi ngasiyingeni letive ngasilifana la emaleyo esiyeqileyo esingayingenayo. Yona inhlangano esizayo kakhulu, but manje iproblem yethu yeZimbabwe yokuqala ukuthi vele i-credit worthiness yethu ukuthi ilungelo or uweneliseke ukubolekwa imali yiyo i-IMF le-World Bank okwakhathesi siphansi kakhulu. And angibona ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi bazabuya ngiphethe imali kule mali abazabuya layo lapho sikhona. Okwesibili, ubudlelwano bethu labo bona laba abantu balanda ebusuku sikhulumzama ukwenza ingane sikhulumisana kuhle labo. Imomenti sisehle semathuleni sivela khona ngalo ukukhulumisana labo sokugcela abantu phambi kwethu sebegida ibathethise. Noma sibathethisa ngesindebele noma ngesitshona bayeza ukuthi sibathethisa. So emboni wami yikho esizabuya silakho enhlanganweni analaro ngamanothi kuphela. Amanothi sibe sizabuya silakho lama-programs ukuthi kuhambe kungayenziwa kubenje ukuthi zihambe sizabuya silakho. Kodwa imali le ndlela zoku-implementa zonke zanalezi zinto imali ngezinye esilukulo kaphesezimbabwe kuzakwesula. Ungalivala lise elihle kakhulu ibhanti ezibeke kwinyedizi ezingavusiliswa kodwa ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo eZimbabwe lelo mumo wezinto elizenke eZimbabwe kuhlala nje kungamaphepha abhaliweyo kuphela. So nakhona ngapho sizabuya ngamanoti kuphela siwabekela phana omnya wabale abone ukuthi wenzani ngawo-batrile ukuthi kungaphuma into ezasinceda ngeisikhonomi yethu. Hhayi, singaqala simeni kancane kusasele kunyomele kwinungiso.
Yes, I was akulu Baba Maduma. What Mr. Maduma is saying is that you know, relations between Zimbabwe, the IMF, and the World Bank are always sour, you know. So right now we've got the minister who is visiting Washington, and from here, you know, the moment the minister steps into Zimbabwe, he's going to be singing another tune, you know, from whatever they'll be discussing here. So he says that's the problem. And the second issue is Zimbabwe is not credit worthy. So at the end of the day, maybe it's just a waste of time for them to come here. Yeah.
Let's see what some of our listeners are saying on WhatsApp. Ino says it's of no significance to Zimbabwe because recommendations will not be adhered to, probably agreeing with Mr. Maduma there. Then Matthew says it will yield results. as regards to Zimbabwe's economic emancipation, the West should do more in helping our nation. Lakwe says, talk of the financial losses people suffered at the hands of this regime. This regime needs to be taught that people want change. Regeti zokere, kuna va mehlo makulu. Va mehlo makulu, tichi tarisa iyo misangane iyo nezvimwe zviri kuda kunzi ne IMF zviitwe ne Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe kairi kuti atikwanise kuti tizadzikise zvimwe zviri kudiwa ne IMF kana pasina mari itsva iri kupinda munyika. Hamonewo here izvozvo zvichikanganisa zvinhu muZimbabwe?
Vazulu handinyatsoridzikisa kuti ipapo vakatarisa ndambotaura yestaff monitor program yakapera mwedzi wapfuura yanga iriko chanchiri chirongwa chekuti Zimbabwe yakati chaita zvakati 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 makaona ripoti yeIMF yakabuda tichitarisa yestaff monitor program inoratidza kuti Zimbabwe yakakwanisa kumita zvaatanga yati ichaita pane yestaff monitor program. Saka yakakupinda izvinoizvi yakutanga muna October momo second phase yestaff monitor program. Zimbabwe yakatara zvaichikwanisa inge ichiita ichitaura kuti chaita zvakati kunyanya panyaya dzanambotaura dzemabhandi nekuti nyaya dzemabhandi dzichiri kuti netsei kuti tine mamabhandi asina kutinyatsofunga. Saka pane urongwa huri kuiswa hurikizvo vagadzirise nyaya yekuti izvo nyaya dzemabhandi dzifambe dzakanaka. Imwe ichipiri nyaya yemafambisiro anoitwa mari muhurumende urongwa huhurumende iroyo ndiro imwe nyaya Zimbabwe yakati ichakwanisa kunge ichitarisa zvakare. Ichitatu inyaya yechikwereti kana kuti deti ya 2.9 billion pane kutaurana pakati peZimbabwe neIMF pane kunzwisana ipapo kuti United tofanira kutaura yatinoti repackaging yedet zvee zvekuti zvendatitaurane nevari vakuretesana navo kuti tikwanise kugadzirisa kuti sechanchi chinhu chinobharwa se2015 kotauranawo kuti ndachigadziriswe toona kuti izvo chingabhada herini but kutine nyaya nyaya hombe pane chikwereti nyaya yemaarianzi yekana kuti maarigaifadzi dzakabhadhara kukapfuura mazuva aco yatoti default 142 million ndiyo nyaya yekuti yabata ipapapo kuti izvo nekuti kwasei kuti tibhadhira 142 million kuti chiita kuti tikwanise kuwana dzimwe mari. Asi panyaya yeSMP supplemental program Zimbabwe yakati izvo ichaita semabhumirano akata naine sezvakangoita patakapedza yatakapedza kuti takakwanisa kumita zvakanga abvumirana zvacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamehlo makulu. Of course, Mr. Mehlo Makulu is hopeful that this staff monitored program that the government is working on with the IMF will yield results, especially in terms of how Zimbabwe can manage its debts, because there are certain agreements that they have made, and is hopeful that at the end of the day, maybe the ties will be normalized.
So I've got several messages on Facebook. Blessing, one of them is from Honest, who writes, I think the renovation is for the whole country to, or maybe, let me just phrase it the other way around. Even if Mr. Chinamasa gets help in Washington, it won't help us. We hope that anything that he gets will help the nation. Then I've got Gilbert, who writes, I just hope the visit will help for the sake of our country. Then Elisha writes, there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. First, the country should tackle this issue and other challenges. And then I think we'll read more messages after the short break.
Of course, Mr. Maduma, Mrs. Siwela, and also Mr. Mehlo Makulu, please do stay on the line. We'll be continuing this program shortly. And for our radio listeners, you know by now that we are streaming live. So simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Dam keeps to be saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.